Time is ticking and not in the favour of locals here in Ringaskiddy, who are among those opposed to the €160 million facility, which was given the go-ahead by An Bord Pleanála last week. They have until the 12th of July to raise €100,000 to launch a judicial review in the High Court. But local Gertie O'Driscoll and her neighbours say they will get it over the line.
Oh, we're very confident. We're getting an awful lot more support now than before. Cork Harbour is a very different place now to what it was in 2001. When you started.
Don't you worry, the money will be raised, all right. The High Court is the only hope, because you won't beat him by demonstrating things like that. The only way to win it is to beat him with the law.
Keep fighting as long as we can, and we'll give the money too, even if we give it out of our own pockets.
These locals told Red FM News their village is changing and not for the better, and they fear the incinerator will destroy it forever.
I'm here 48 years. It used to be beautiful over there with the water and the boats. Look at it now, not anymore.
Like the road here, it's small as it is with the all the companies that are here. Sure, I mean, traffic going up is just crazy.
We had the most beautiful, picturesque little village. It was a fishing village. They've turned our village into a concrete jungle.
Concern is also mounting that people won't live in the area and those that don't want to move will be stuck next to an incinerator. But they've refused to enter talks with Indivar, as this local explains.
They had a talk down here a couple of years ago. The man who was there and the lady who was there, oh yeah, it's brilliant, would you live here, they were asked. They wouldn't answer that question.
Opponents are now appealing for support to launch their High Court action and say everyone in Cork should take plans for the incinerator seriously, as they believe it will affect everyone Leaside. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Ringaskiddy.